This is Wade Vransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Meek Mill, you got it half right. The Philly Vandals are Acorn haters. Hey, Meek Mill, sorry to be reading your tweets about the Vandal scandal in South Philly at your aunt and grandmother's houses. That's all bad stuff, brother. Especially sucks since this is the holiday season. Christmas, New Year's, love's in the air, peace and goodwill to all people, and all that. So don't let it cloud your family in this time. You know, go high road when they go low road. LOL. I read your tweet about Acorn, Meek. For lots of reasons, I keep Acorn on Google Alert, so when something flashes, I'm on it every day, whether here or abroad. So I need to get you straight on something here, especially since you went all Trump Twitter and the police don't seem to have a clue or a memory. You remember at Meek Twilt tweeted, "A white man sprayed a racial remarks on my grandmom's house last night in South Philly referencing white privilege. The crazy part is this was an all-black neighborhood 20 years ago. It was gentrified, and now this. Just don't let us catch you, coward." Okay, you're right there. This is all wrong. Then Joshua Espinoza at www.complex.com picked up on the tweet and gave us some more clues, saying, "The championship's rapper tweeted that a white man had spray-painted racial remarks on South Philly residents. Meek posted surveillance footage of the unidentified perpetrator vandalizing the home with the word Acorn, capital A-C-O-R-N, a term that is reportedly associated with the white power movement and neo-Nazis." Joshua Espinoza, www.complex.com. "I've looked at the camera footage you found and that ran on the news in Philly. Yes, Acorn on house after house in big fat capital letters. And in one case, the dude wrote Acorn Pals, didn't he? So look, here's what's up with that. This guy's a stone cold hater, no doubt about that. But as Espinoza is smoking it, Acorn is not a term that is reportedly associated with the white power movement and neo-Nazis, although this guy might be a card-carrying member of both. Acorn and Acorn Pals is a Breitbart Fox News dog whistle to the haterators across America. Acorn was and is the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now that's been organizing low and moderate income families for almost 50 years in the U.S. and now in more than 15 countries around the world. Truth to tell, that has always meant the majority of our members are not white, and that sure riles up the right. You can go on the internet and check all this out, from voter registration to video scams to all of our victories and current work and whatever. Acorn is the freak flag for the conservative crowd. You lean towards Acorn, you're way left, and you can't hang with the pure whites, the Fox Friends, or the Neos. So Meek Mills, you're asking why Philly? Why South Philly? Hey, Acorn was a powerhouse in Philly for 40 years. We had great groups and leaders in South Philly. I'm not saying your grandmother was a member, because this spray painting thing seemed kind of random, but ask her. She might have been, and for sure, she'll know Acorn. South Philly, North Philly, all over Philly is thick with Acorn Pals. The same flames with different names are still in the old Acorn building of 846 North Philly, North Broad, rather. Go by, say hi, get the full story on why Acorn still scares the righties and the racists in Philly and everywhere across America and the world. It's no comfort, but some of our show hosts are playing your songs on our radio stations in New Orleans, Little Rock, and Greenville, Mississippi. Community radio, you have to love it. Reach out to me and I'll send you an Acorn t-shirt so you can show the haters and cowards that you stand tall and represent. Best to you and yours for the holidays. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.